A Touch of Heaven, Book 1, by Walter Fleming, read by Carol Fleming. A Deer in the Headlights, by Mary Nell Hall. I'd like to pose two words for you to ponder as you read the story. Coincidence, noun, a striking but merely accidental occurrence of events at the same time. Luck, noun, a seemingly chance happening of events which affect one's fortune for good or for bad. It was a cold day in December 2006. My husband, my son, and I had moved to New Braunfels, Texas, from southwest Georgia in March of that same year. I was missing family and friends there. My daughter Chrissy, who lived in California, was scheduled to photograph a wedding in Georgia. So I thought it would be a good idea for her to fly first to Texas, and then she and I could drive to Georgia and have a week's visit with our family and friends in Georgia. Chrissy and I, along with her baby Sarah, just over 2 months old, planned to drive the 16 hours straight through. My sister in Georgia was expecting our arrival around 10 p.m. We had some delays on the road and arrived in the area where I had previously lived about 1 a.m. It was an especially dark night. It had been a wonderful trip, and we were deep in conversation when Chris suddenly screamed, "Mama, watch out!" I would dare say there are very few drivers in South Georgia who have not experienced deer in the headlights. It happened so suddenly. He was a huge buck with a big rack of antlers, one that my brother-in-law would have been very proud to mount on his wall. I was going at least 55 miles an hour and did not see him soon enough to apply the brakes or swerve to miss him. I hit him with a tremendous thud. It stopped my vehicle immediately. The motor was still running, albeit making a sickeningly grinding noise. After I checked to make sure my daughter and granddaughter were safe, my sympathies turned to the poor deer. I thought he was under my truck. I could not bring myself to try to go forward or backward because I imagined he was under my truck and I would be smushing him more if I moved. I could not bear to get out and look. I finally tried to move the vehicle forward, but it would not budge. I got out and looked, and the deer was nowhere to be seen. But guess what was under my truck? The grill that had been knocked off and more of the parts from under the front of the truck. I got back in and turned off the motor. I could not believe how cold the weather was. Chrissy and I sat in the truck and began to pray. We did not know what else to do. I had a cell phone, but in those days that was a dead zone. Not even a weak signal could be mustered. Yay! We saw lights approaching. A truck was coming. It did not even slow down. We waited a few more minutes, but by this time it was 2 a.m., and just no traffic was moving along this stretch of deserted highway. Chrissy wrapped her baby as warmly as she could, and we set out to walk the remaining 11 miles or so to my sister's house. We began praising God for his promises to be with us always. We asked him to send his angels to protect us. Why is it at times like this that one's thoughts are bombarded with every bad news report of kidnappings, murders, wild animal maulings, and the like that one has ever heard? My experience was no different. After Chrissy and I had walked for a few minutes, we saw a car approaching. It slowed down, and we waved, but it drove on by. Then we saw it turn around and come back toward us. The young man who was driving rolled down his window and asked if we were having problems. We told him what happened. Then I asked, "Who is your mother?" I thought it could be possible to be someone that I knew. He told me the names of his parents, and I said, "Praise God, you are my cousin. Tonight you are an angel sent by God in answer to our prayers." Thomas agreed to drive us to my sister's house, and on the way, he told us that he visited often with friends in town, but never returned to his home by this road. He said, "I always go the other route." For some reason, tonight, as I was leaving, I said to myself, "I think I'm going to try something different and go by Newton Road. And that's why I'm here at this time of morning on this road." Thomas kept repeating, "I never come by this road. Why tonight?" I told him, "I know why you came this way tonight. We prayed, and you are the answer to our prayers." After arriving at my sister's house, I called the police to file a report. I called my insurance company, then a tow truck. The tow truck driver told me he had met me at the scene of the accident. When we arrived and met him there, he said, "You are the third person tonight to hit a deer whose vehicle I have towed. The first was killed. The second was air-flighted to an Atlanta hospital. Atlanta is 4 hours away from that spot. Lady, you are lucky." Chrissy and I do not call it luck. We do not believe it was a coincidence that I would meet my cousin on a dark, deserted road at 2 a.m. We believe that the God who created the universe and all humanity himself was with us that cold, dark night. We believe he is the one who rescued us when we suddenly were confronted with the deer in the headlights.